With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories, so this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today. I am an everyday a touch of mascara kind of gal, though I love a full glam moment. So whether I'm simply just adding my Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara by Thrive Cosmetics, or adding their highlighter, eyeliner, or eyeshadow to my full glam, Thrive has been my go-to since 2020 for most of my makeup products, so that's why I'm so excited that they're sponsoring this episode. And why do I love them? Well, not only is their quality and their application just chef's kiss, but also the causes they support. In fact, it's in the name, Thrive Cosmetics. C-A-U-S-E Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare exist to empower their customers, employees, and giving partners to live their most confident lives. And so they believe in responsive giving. And so thanks to your support, they either donate their high performance products or much needed funds to help communities thrive. Can't emphasize enough how great their mascara is. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. Plus, it's incredibly easy to remove. Just a gentle wash with warm water, and it doesn't leave any smudges. The nourishing ingredients also support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And let me tell you, as someone with blonde eyebrows, I really do appreciate the natural look of their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. This easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder. So just a few strokes to the line of your brows and fill in any sparse areas, and it comes with a little spoolie brush to lift and tame your brows afterwards. So with 8 shades to choose from, you'll always find the perfect match for your natural brow hair color. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order.
I always say frequency is more potent than your strategy. It's my greatest work, but I'm here to tell you and tell everyone, you know, and I know we all know this, but when you get it on a deep cellular level, like the thoughts I think and the emotion I carry directs everything that comes into my awareness, the amount of money I make, the relationships I'm in, my health, my career, my purpose, you know, all the fun times I get to have or not have, all of it comes, starts first in your mind and the energy you're holding in your body.
Now let the magic begin. Hello, Jaima, Jaima Yomis. It's Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a soul-expanding and heart-opening podcast. You may hear the song of the birds and the wind in the background of this introduction. Anyway, I must mention, happy Pride Month to all of my LGBTQ+ Yomis out there. I fully support you. I love seeing you share yourselves and your love loudly. I absolutely love that my hometown, Park City, Utah, celebrates Pride Month. Our city buses, I noticed today, have rainbow stripes on the side, well, some of them, and our flags have the American flag, the Utah flag, and the Pride flag. Waving high for all the visitors to see. This is a tourist town. It's quite different than the rest of Utah, indeed. And I'm just so thankful to be from such an open-hearted place that knows love is love. Period. Amen. I would definitely consider this the old soul town of Utah. And speaking of old souls that are surprisingly from this area of Utah, well, today's special guest, Danette May, happened to live here for a period of time as well. And Danette is the founder of Earth Echo Foods, Mindful Health LLC, and the Rise Movement. She is an all-around boss goddess who has also written a few books. The Rise and her upcoming book, which you may want to pre-order after listening to this convo, Embrace Abundance. And in this episode, we talk about her very heartbreaking yet so inspiring story and how she transformed her life through the power of superfoods, thought, and movement. And we also talk abundance and business, and how she built her business, Earth Echo Foods, which some of you may be familiar with, as I was promoting their amazing cacao bliss a lot this past year when they were sponsoring the podcast. And I highly, highly, highly recommend you try this. Your vessel will thank you. Your shell will thank you for this chocolatey powerhouse healer. It's a sacred ceremonial grade cacao, by the way, may I add. So there are indeed many benefits from this Peruvian cacao she sells. Anyway, if you are interested in trying it out, it is 15% off when you go to earthechofoods.com/magic. I checked it out and it looks like the offer still stands. And sponsoring this specific episode are the amazing Headspace and Skillshare, and more on them and their free offers in the midst of the episode along with the show notes, if you're curious. And so if this episode ignites your soul in any way and you feel called to share however this made you feel free to leave a rating and review and or simply subscribe to the show so you're updated when a new episode is released. And I greatly appreciate it as it helps the show stay and grow. Anyway, on with the show. And now, I believe it is time to let the magic begin with Danette May. So, Danette, I'm first curious, what is lighting you up most in this season of your life?
Oh my goodness, so much is lighting me up. I feel like if anybody's listening, they feel like this. We've gone through a massive cultural, like societal planet shift. Mm-hmm. And I have felt it, and it's been a massive upgrade for me. And so for me, I feel that it's almost like chapters of a book. I feel that I'm entering a new chapter of the story of my book, and I am excited for this chapter.
You are entering a new chapter, and your past chapter has already been absolutely amazing. So I'm curious what your new chapter is going to look like. What do you feel it's looking like?
Well, it's definitely stepping more into these truths that I've always known about myself, but I haven't fully stepped in and let the public see. I've let close friends see, and people that know me deeply, like deeply well, are like, Danette, it's time. I have this ability to know things about situations, people, but I haven't really felt comfortable claiming that, nor do I think I'm going to make it a profession. But I definitely am going to use it in my high-level VIP coaching and my high-level healing retreats. And I'm excited for these, really this deep sound healing that I'm stepping into with stadiums, where people can come in and do celebration through movement, unified intention, and sound for ultimate, like truly organ healing, body healing, going to the next evolution in your journey of life. I'm really excited for this next chapter.
My jaw is dropped. You are my kind of woman. I love hearing all of this. That's exciting. And whatever your powers are, your whatever gifts you hold, I'm happy that you are almost ready, nearly ready to express it to the world whenever it feels right for you, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. Beautiful. What are you excited about? What are you looking forward to? I'm curious.
Oh, well, thanks for asking. Well, tomorrow I'm road tripping with one of my best friends. His name is Sid, and we've known each other we're celebrating 16 years of friendship, and he's absolutely amazing. And we're going to Palm Springs. And if I usually just do everything on my own, I'm usually by myself, I'm usually walking solo, but I know that that is, for me personally, a chapter I'm closing, as I want to open up and to connect more and be with more people. And I know, especially those that I feel very comfortable with and know all of me, and he helps me express myself so I can, just like you, also go out there and show all of me. And yeah, that's what's lighting me up right now, is that connection.
Wow, that's so good. I love that. Yeah, way more powerful when we're connected with soul family and people that are unifying with our intention. So beautiful.
Absolutely. He is soul family indeed, and his soul is old. But you, back to you. So you're truly living a dream of not only bringing healthier foods to the world and inspiring people to live abundantly, aspire abundance, but also reshaping the lives of many for the better in a healthy way. And that's why I am so happy to follow your journey on Instagram and wherever else you share. So I'd love to hear your story, though, of how you got to where you are today.
Oh, wow. So, you know, everybody has this journey, you know, and everybody actually has a story. And with me sharing my story, I hope people just find their own story in it, because I really believe that we each have this, we're gifted with what I call a refiner's fire, and this opportunity to be molded in with the heat, the fire, the pressure, the chaos of life, to be molded into the true nature of who we were meant here to be. And I do believe everyone has a purpose. And I think this molding, this heat, and this uncomfortableness is this great, great opportunity. And for me, it was the passing of my son. And he passed away. And I went through really difficult time, obviously, during that time, and discovered more myself. I discovered all the things that I was putting on in my life that weren't truly me, but I was just doing it out of people pleasing, living into the paradigm and the belief systems of those who raised me. And then obviously I went through more refiner's fires, which led me to really the deeper purpose that I'm living out today, which, you know, I became the single mom, you know, I had $47 to my name. So, you know, now I speak at these business events, because when you have $47 to your name and you're a single mom and you come out of this heartbreak of losing your child, and I truly started to step into, okay, nothing matters. Like, truly nothing matters. So what do you want? What do you want, Danette? Who are you? Who do you want to be? What do you want to create? And from that, you know, I really started looking at the things that excite me and light me up. And I was into indigenous tribes, ancient forms of healing. Obviously, my journey to get out of my depression, which I got from losing my son, and going through, you know, horrible divorce and all this financial ruin and feeling alone and having a head full of negativity, I really started understanding the power of superfoods, the power of thought, and the power of movement to truly heal from a cellular level out. And with that created, I started with myself, you know, my mess became my message, and I started sharing it with everyone else. And now I have this you know, 1.8 million followers on email that subscribe to my emails, and transforming them through food and movement and mindset. And that's been a deep, deep mission. And then now I created a superfood company, you know, and just really taking these ancient forms of foods and healing that have been passed on for generations, but we've lost them in our modern world, and bridging it back to our modern world so we can get back to these essences of waking up ourselves. So it's been an amazing, quite dramatic journey, but I think a lot of our stories are similar like that. We get to choose and we get to create.
Danette, can I just say that I rarely get these tears in my eyes. I have this deep knowing that we're connecting right now for whatever reason. I also want to seriously give you the biggest hug, because your energy is infectious, and it's in the best way. It's captivating. You harbor this strength, and for whatever reason, I'm really hearing it and feeling it in your voice that is so beyond powerful. Your soul is so powerful, and wow, it's such an honor that we're connecting right now. As I hear your story, it's no wonder your human has experienced what she's experienced because of how powerful and strong your soul is. Oh my gosh, I'm just like, wow, feeling a lot right now. That was a beautiful.
Thank you, Raquel. I appreciate that.
Dearest listener, you may have heard of Headspace, and if you're curious and haven't tuned into Headspace to help tune within, well, Headspace is offering Yomis a special free 1-month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation when you go to headspace.com/magic. So why am I recommending Headspace? Well, Headspace is your daily dose of mindfulness in the form of guided meditations in an easy to use app. And Headspace is one of the only meditation apps advancing the field of mindfulness and meditation through clinically validated research. Headspace can help you tune into the moment with focus music specially curated by the one and only Headspace Chief Music Officer, John Legend. So whatever the situation, Headspace really can help you feel so much better when you're feeling overwhelmed, or you're flustered, or feeling burnout even, or in some sort of pain or panic. Well, Headspace has a 3-minute SOS meditation for you when you just simply click on SOS on the homepage. And if you need some help falling asleep, well, Headspace has wind down sessions that their members swear by, including myself. I have used that once, and guess what? It was magic. And for parents, Headspace even has morning meditations you can do with your kids. Headspace's approach to mindfulness can reduce stress, improve sleep, boost focus, and increase your overall sense of well-being. And I've said this before, but I'll say it again, that I thoroughly enjoy when you click on timers, their semi-guided and their unguided options, as it simply eases me into a silent meditation at my chosen length of time. So whether that is 20 minutes, 45 minutes, 120 minutes, however long one wants to meditate, they can so in silence as they're guided into that for a moment. Anyway, Headspace is backed by 25 published studies on its benefits, 600,000 five-star reviews, and over 60 million downloads. So Headspace makes it easy for you to build a life-changing meditation practice with mindfulness that works for you on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. So simply, you deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/magic. That's headspace.com/magic for a free 1-month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation. Again, that's headspace.com/magic. I think that'd be amazing for us to dive into superfoods and thought and movement and also business and abundance. There's so much we can talk about, but maybe first, Because you were talking, first you mentioned superfoods. So I'd love to talk about the power of superfoods and their healing powers and what called you to create Earth Echo Foods and why. And by the way, I love Cacao Bliss.
Oh, you consume it. I want to totally ship you all the stuff.
No, you cannot be playing with me right now.
No, I will. We'll get your address at the end of this.
I love you. Oh my God, yes.
Yeah, you know, for me, obviously, I've always been somewhat curious around the power of foods, but it wasn't until, you know, I was in the age, because I was a trainer, but I was in the age of like touting skim milk or soy milk and reduced fat wheat thins to clients back in the day.
Yep.
And, you know, it really took me losing my son and going through this deep, deep depression for me to truly get the aha around the power of food.
Yeah.
It's so much deeper and so much more profound than honestly our culture is even offering. You know, we look at food as either gaining weight, losing weight, good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is that food has so much cellular intelligence inside of it, certain foods, and we are connected to that. And if we consume these healing foods and we look at food as an opportunity and we look at food and we've heard that, you know, let food be thy medicine, right? But if we truly look at it as this beautiful gift and medicine in the fact that it's actually going to illuminate your cells and it's not, is it good or bad? Is it good for my spirit? That's how I look at food. Is this going to be good for my spirit? Is this going to energize me? Is this going to offer me the abundance in my body so that I can live out the mission in my heart? And when I look at food that way, it takes out all the drama around food that we get placed on us, you know, around this is good, this is bad, whatever, because your intuitive system will know. Yeah, I'm not going to eat reduced fat wheat thins. I don't care if they're reduced fat. Like someone made them in a plant. So it's led me on this journey to really understand these powerful superfoods. And I know that word gets thrown out now a lot, but there are specific superfoods around the globe that have been passed on from different healers in those regions for thousands and thousands of years where it would literally heal people. And now that's my fascination with it. Obviously, I started consuming these things back in my depression to get just out of my own brain fog and out of my own depression, and found tremendous results with food alone, cacao being one of them, to really get me back into a state to show up as a mom. And since then, I've just been understanding that it's not just foods, it's not just movement, and it's not just mindset. It's a gamut of all three that when we harness those traits and like step into healing foods and step into healing movement and really work on the mental zip code of our mind, the healing pieces of our mind, we're unstoppable. And you will become a magnet to every dream that's in your heart.
Oh, I fully agree. And there was something magical with that cacao bliss. It's from the Peruvian cacao, right?
Yep.
And then not only that, because I buy cacao all the time, but then this one, I just, there was something about it. I couldn't emphasize it enough. Like you also added the lucuma and the turmeric. So I'm just curious, what are some of your top healing superfoods?
Yeah. So for me personally, ones that I like have every day, if not every week, right? One being raw ceremonial grade cacao. And that's what's in Cacao Bliss. Now that's different, obviously, than cocoa powder. Cocoa powder is what most grocery stores are selling for baking, and we see cocoa powder, but it's stripped of over 300 phytonutrients. It does not even compare to what cacao is. But let's talk about ceremonial grade cacao. Ceremonial grade cacao is different than just raw cacao, because what happens with raw cacao is they take the bean pod, which is the cacao pod, and they grind it up and they take it into a manufacturing plant and slowly heat it up around 200 just to preserve the phytonutrients. But yet it's still heated up in a manufacturing plant. Ceremonial grade cacao is laid out in the sun and lets the sun hit it. So it's literally kissed by the sun, and it changes the flavor. It changes the energetic frequency. Right now we're learning that sun has more healing properties in it than most of us even know. And we're starting to discover this, but having your food kissed by the sun is really profound. So that ceremonial grade cacao is one. And then, I love a good coconut oil or coconut milk, like raw, you know, coming from the source. That's really, really powerful. It's a great fat, really good for youthfulness. Turmeric is another one of those superfoods. It's like the gold spice of all gold spice. So it mimics almost like an ibuprofen in the body, but obviously natural. So helps with arthritis, inflammation, immunity boosting properties. So yeah, so for me, cacao, MCT or coconut milk, if you can't get MCT, which is a derivative from coconut. And then turmeric is obviously a favorite. Cinnamon, ginger are another one that I would recommend getting. And if you can, also garlic. Now, garlic you can put as a savory in most dishes for dinner dishes or lunch dishes, but those are the most potent for, and I should say clove as well, for your immunity.
So good to know. I hope people are taking notes. And I love that you said as well, you have to navigate this for yourself, feel it for yourself, like what works for you. And for me, I love to predominantly eat healing foods that feel like they're nourishing my entire vessel and my soul. However, I also do love to eat a balance. What do you recommend?
You know, I think we're, you know, I'm just going to talk in generalities for a minute, but I think as a culture, we're also missing a fundamental piece of our healing, and that's our mind.
Yes.
So I'm going to say right off the bat, I obviously love superfoods, but I do not bypass anything that's made in a culture where they absolutely know how to make something.
Yes.
Even if it's made with what we would call, those are not that healthy of foods, because it's made with a frequency and a love.
Yes. Thank you. Exactly. Yes. I'm thinking about when I travel and I eat cultural foods.
Yes. So let's just say I go to some country where they're known for croissants and this grandma is making this most decadent croissant and she loves to make them and it's her passion and her love. And I eat that croissant in love and I eat that croissant in complete pleasure. I'm telling you that croissant is not going to do anything negative inside my system. Mm-hmm. And I think this is the missing piece is people are making food. You can literally change the molecular structure of any substance by the way the energy you give to it. So if you're telling something, oh, this is going to make me fat. This is so bad. This is so, oh my gosh, this is so bad for me. I'm going to gain 10 pounds, whatever the story is in your mental mind, you are energetically creating the frequency inside your system. And for the vice versa, if you're like, oh my gosh, this was made with so much love, my body's going to process this beautifully. It is so delicious. I'm in so much pleasure and I'm not eating this because I'm depressed. I'm not eating this because I feel down on myself and I want to numb out. I'm eating this because I'm in sheer bliss and pleasure. It literally alchemizes different inside the system. Mm-hmm. And this is really important for people to know because I do, like a lot of people in my community are like, wait, you eat chocolate cake, you eat cheesecake, you eat, I'm like, not every day because no one makes it with love every day. Like they make it in a store and they throw it out because they're getting whatever, $20 an hour to make it. I'm eating the ones that are really like made by someone with amazing love. And that's rare and far in between. Like that's might be once a month. That might be, you know, once a year, depending on wherever I'm at in the world, but it never is going to affect my body because it's been consumed with so much positivity.
That's the other ingredient, the love. I think that you pointed out a key factor is letting go of this idea of guilt or whatever when you're eating and just know, and perhaps even, do you ever pray to your foods to?
Yes. I do. I speak to my water and I speak to my food. And there has been scientific backing on this. So I highly recommend just saying positive affirmations and words to your water anytime you're drinking water, because water is obviously 70% of our body. And also we don't know what pipes the water are going through or what's in the water. So bless your water because it will literally change the molecular structure. This is not woo-woo. This is scientifically backed information, but the food for sure. I mean, food's made up of water and you can change the molecular structure. So I'm always in gratitude and just saying thank you and thank you for nourishing my body. What you say about it in your body and even just saying, hey, I'm so thankful for my positive digestion. I'm so thankful for my body that utilizes and processes this and releases anything that doesn't need to stay in my body through elimination, right? So I do that every time.
So beautifully said. And I do it from time to time. And my goal is my intention. And I'm setting this right now with you, Danette, that I do it every time. Because then if anybody wants to Google Dr. Masaru Emoto, he is the one who revolutionized this idea as he studied it himself. And the human giving this water love, and it had a beautiful snowflake-like molecular structure. And then they were sending it some negative, hateful thoughts and vibes, and it had an uglier, for lack of a better word, molecular structure. And so it's so interesting how that, and knowing that that is coming into your body that is made up 70% water, I think that's so important to emphasize. And I love that you're saying this. I know as well from contrast of experience of not really paying attention or being mindful and just kind of eating whatever, how that affected my mental health and everything else. And so getting back into choosing myself, choosing my body, and choosing the foods that I know are going to best align with me has already helped my mental health in drastic ways.
Yep. Yes.
Dear fellow curious and creative humans, here is a free trial offer of the premium membership from our longtime sponsor, Skillshare. And Skillshare, if you're not familiar, is an online learning community for creatives where millions come together to take the next step in their creative journey. And Skillshare offers thousands of inspiring classes for creative and curious people like yourself on topics including illustration, design, photography, video, freelancing, and more. And Skillshare is for the beginners, the pros, the dabblers, and the masters. So Skillshare classes include a combination of video lessons and a class project. And Skillshare has classes to fit your schedule and your skill level. Members get unlimited access to thousands of inspiring classes with hands-on projects and feedback from a community of millions. And most classes are under 60 minutes with short lessons to fit any schedule. So here are a few classes that may pique your interest. YouTube success, script, shoot, and edit with MKBHD, taught by Marquise Brownlee, and Find Your Style, 5 Exercises to Unlock Your Creative Identity, taught by Andy J. Pizza. Productivity for Creatives, Build a System That Brings Out Your Best, taught by Thomas Frank. Or even Video for Instagram, Tell an Engaging Story in Less Than a Minute, taught by Helise Narvaez. I've talked about this before, but Jerome Vogal's digital illustration, Learn How to Use Procreate, helped me learn to use Procreate during quarantine. And it was very thorough and easy to follow and then feel inspired to take the action outside of the class. Anyway, Skillshare helps you move your creative journey forward without putting life on hold. Their short classes are a perfect fit for your busy routine. You'll create real projects and get the support of fellow creatives so you can accomplish real growth and be held accountable. So explore your creativity at skillshare.com/your own magic, where Yomies, our listeners, get a free trial of their premium membership. That's 2 weeks free at skillshare.com/your own magic. Now I'd love to talk about the power of the mind and cultivating a mindset that is open for transformation, but also allowing us to remain aligned and thrive.
You know, I want to call it a tool, but it's fascinating because there's so much research yet to be had on the power of the mind. And I think we're still uncovering this unlimited potential that each one of us has through our mind. You know, what I know and what I've experimented with myself and with my clients is what you think about expands. And so what you focus on, it truly expands. So if I'm focusing on, God, I need more money, or oh, I really, really need that job, or I really need a relationship, or I don't have a relationship, or whatever the thing is, or oh, my health is terrible, I need to get my health back on track, you're only going to get more of that. Right? So the mind is this neural pathway. and this vessel for everything that you want to bring into your awareness. So the greatest work I'm on, I believe the greatest work every human has on the planet, is understanding their mind and understanding their thoughts and their frequency. I always say frequency is more potent than your strategy.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes. You know, and it's my greatest work, but I'm here to tell you and tell everyone, you know, and I know we all know this, but when you get it on a deep cellular level, like the thoughts I think and the emotion I carry directs everything that comes into my awareness, the amount of money I make, the relationships I'm in, my health, my career, my purpose, you know, all the fun times I get to have or not have, all of it comes, starts first in your mind and the energy you're holding in your body.
Mm-hmm. Oh, amen. And again, I know from experience and I know from contrast, everything that you just said, mm-hmm. it all somehow aligns.
Yes. We know this. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I need to get a lot better at it. If I know this, then whoa, that's powerful, right? Then we can create whatever.
Absolutely. And yeah. What's interesting is that sometimes as well, the human will tend to know all of this and experience all of this. But for my own personal experience with this past year, part of that inner magic of mine, I felt as though it slipped away because I was so rebellious with a lot of different teachings. I just had this interesting short window of time moment where I literally just wanted to rebel against everything. Literally everything that you just said, I felt like was slipping away. And then as I'm working brick by brick, reconnecting and realigning, which I think that it's so beautiful I got to have this experience. So I fully know instead of simply just understand, you know what I mean? I fully can embody. It's like, it's actually a gift that I feel as though a lot of things felt as though it slipped away. Even my faith, I felt like I hit rock bottom. And now brick by brick, I'm rebuilding and realigning and recapturing that magic and that sparkle that is me. It's different. It's definitely different, but it's me. I'm coming back home and it feels really good. And everything that you're talking about is just like, this is divine timing indeed.
Yes. Beautiful. I love that.
And one thing I did way less of this past year, which I used to be a fitness addict, is I moved a lot less. My body did need rest, but then as momentum is such a, I feel like the momentum is one of the most powerful forces of the universe. And so the me wanting to get up and move the way I used to move definitely slipped away, but in a healthy way, but then later on an unhealthy way, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Wow. Because I was allowing my body to rest, but then it became too much rest, if that makes sense. And so movement's so powerful. My mental health was affected. I was going through another dark period and depression and, you know, and I talked about on the podcast. And so everything you're saying, it just couldn't be more true. And again, it's step by step, being patient with yourself, brick by brick, day by day. And so that's what I'm doing. I had a beautiful long hike I've been hiking every day. Yes. I just think movement is so key. So would you talk about that?
Oh my gosh. I think you said it so beautifully, Raquel. Like, moving is like what I call clearing out the cobwebs of your soul. So looking at the sweat and the breathing and that fluidity inside your system and through your joints is clearing out the cobwebs to your soul essence. And it literally will change your mental state. Try it on for any of you who are getting yourself in little funks a little bit more frequently than you would like, or literally you feeling more depressed than you would like. What I can say is you won't feel like it. That's a given. Yep. The ego's trying to keep you from this movement because it's where your power lies. Mm-hmm. And it's where your light lies and where you get to finally see, right? And feel within your body. So because consciousness wants to express through us, right? So please go out and plan. Just make it a non-negotiable. I'm going to move. And it doesn't matter what way you move. Like, you hiking every day is amazing. Mm-hmm. You can hike, bike, you can run, you can jog, you can swim. I recommend outside, especially if you're dealing with more mental stuff, mm-hmm. getting out in nature and moving your body and just make it a non-negotiable. I say give it 7 days and you'll notice a huge difference. You might even notice on one day. So I just recommend that for everyone listening. Like, do yourself a favor. And instead of turning to all these other things that you think you have to do for your mental well-being, which is fine to do as well, but please give yourself the grace and the love of movement outside every day.
Yes. Amen. There's something about the outdoors for me when it comes to moving. I don't enjoy working out indoors as much, I must say, unless it's a hot yoga class. But I do 1000% agree that it's honestly, I'm going to say it. I think not only is the fact that I'm moving my body, but being surrounded by nature and the trees of the Rocky Mountains in Utah here, it's been the most healing ground for me.
Yes.
And now this also will create, as you take it day by day, mass abundance. And I'd love to talk about abundance with you and how you define abundance and what are some pieces of advice you'd like to share to help us create more abundance in our lives as well.
Ooh, I have so much advice to give around abundance. I'm obsessed with this concept that abundance is our birthright. And that we've forgotten that actually the more abundant you are, the more of a blessing that you get to be to the world. And I know that some people are like, wait a minute, what do you mean by abundance? And let me just share with you that I believe abundance is a 360 degree experience. It's not what's in your bank account necessarily. It's not what you drive or the house you live in. Those are elements, but abundance is your health, you vibrating at a really optimal health, your relationships, you cultivating relationships that are nourishing to your soul, that are helping you in your soul's evolution. It's also your purpose, living in your purpose. Being in purpose is one of the greatest things you can do for your overall health, actually. It can be more powerful than eating your green drink for your overall health. So purpose, it's also your connection to a higher power, a connection to yourself. How do you treat yourself? It's also financial, right? And career. I have 7 quadrants that I evaluate myself on and I grow into. And so for me, in my book, Embrace Abundance, I really lay out really simple tactical ways to increase abundance in all the areas of your life, to be aware of it, to do a certain rituals so that you're becoming a magnet to that, because I actually believe you, it is your birthright and you're actually destined for abundance in all the areas. It's just that a lot of times we're not seeing it or we're blocking through our human experience. So I share a lot of that, but the biggest thing you can do if you want to just like jump feet in is write out. So I'm going to let everyone just who's listening, you can either pause if you're listening later or whatever on each one, but you're going to take a minute because I do this every year. And I take 2 days where I position a time where I'm in a space that I like. So if it's in my home, because there were many years it was in my home and I would light a candle or turn on the fire and make sure I had the best yummy foods that light me up and give me pleasure. And I would spend time writing out in full detail in all of these quadrants. So I'm going to give them to you. The first one's relationship. So relationship with yourself, relationship with a significant other, relationship with friends, your family, and if you have children. So really being super clear about all of these relationships, what do you want them to look and feel like, and write them out in detail. If it's with your lover, like what are you and your lover doing? Like what does it feel like to be with your lover? All these details, right? As if it's in action right now. So you're writing it all out, right? And so it takes time because you're getting very detailed. And you're doing it in all those areas. You're going to do it in health. So writing out, like, what are you eating? What does your body look like? What is it feeling like? How are you moving your body? When you put on your favorite clothes, how does it feel? Like getting really specific and writing it as if it's right now. And then the other, so now you can see, get the point. So I'll just give you guys the quadrants. So you got relationships, you got your health, you have your spirituality. What spirituality is like the relationship you have with yourself or a higher power. Like, what are these things? Do you go to self-development classes? What do you do? Or do you pray? Do you have a meditation practice? Like, write it as if it's happening, right? So you have spirituality, you have career, you have finances, you have fun times, things that light you up, just like those nonsensical fun things. And you have give back because legacy and give back is very important. So those are the areas and you're just going to write in detail. And then what you do is print it off or laminate it or however you want to do it. And you're going to read it to yourself every day. And it takes like 2 minutes to read by the time you're done. It just takes a while to get it all in infrastructure, right? Really writing it out. So that's why I spend 2 sacred days doing this that I block off so that I do it. And then you will be blown away. This is just one thing. And there's all these magic sauces of how to accelerate all of this and do these things, which is all in my book. But if you just write this stuff and read it every day, I promise you, one amongst probably more than one, many, will be in fruition, in front of you, in full effect within 6 months to a year.
Wow. Thank you for that practical tool. And I think, actually, I know this will be so profound. I wrote these down as well. Relationship with yourself, relationship with others, spirituality, career, financial or finances, fun, what lights you up, give back. Did I miss one?
So fun and then give back is separate. So yeah, fun times, things you want to do for fun, yeah. And then give back.
Yeah. So then give back is, yeah, definitely obvious, separate indeed. And a give back really is important. Can you talk for a little bit about why that's important?
Yeah.
Especially with abundance.
Yeah. You know, it's a frequency thing, right? And mm-hmm. like I said earlier, what you focus on expands, what you give, you get back. And
100%.
Yeah, I read this thing. I actually need to pull it up because I thought it was so profound. Hold on 1 minute because it was so good. And it literally says all of this perfectly. Let's see if I can find it.
Yeah, pull it up. I'll say this one thing because I remember last year someone asked me your greatest advice for abundance. And my heart in that moment said, giving back. And because for me personally, that's really what's been my greatest thing. Of course, you got to focus on yourself as well, but there is just so much power in it. And everything you're about to say, I feel like will explain why.
Yes. So here's a quote, and this sums up give back, and it sums up all of the abundance in your life. If you inherently long for something, become it first. If you want gardens, become the gardener. If you want love, embody love. If you want mental stimulation, change the conversation.
Mm.
If you want peace, exude calmness. If you want to fill your world with artists, begin to paint. If you want to be valued, respect your own time. If you want to live ecstatically, find the ecstasy within yourself. This is how to draw it in day by day, inch by inch.
So beautiful. Who said this? Who wrote that?
I don't know. That's the thing.
Anonymous.
Anonymous.
Oh, dear. And you have another book as well you've written, The Rise. I'm curious what inspired that.
You know, it's fascinating. Once again, I had written down on my dream map, which I just shared with you guys, that I wanted to write a book. And I wanted this book to be very inspirational because books have transformed my life. So I wrote it as one of my dreams, right? That I would love. Mm-hmm. And I also wrote, I would love to be the author under Hay House Publishing. To me, a lot of those authors like Deepak Chopra and Wayne Dyer and Louise Hay, they had massive impact mm-hmm. on my life, right? So I was like, I want to be an author to the Hay House family.
Yeah.
And I wrote that on my thing, you guys. This is how this works. And I wrote it in detail, and I knew I wanted it to be a book that would impact people, and it would be authentic and real, like the books that I had read that had impacted me. And I literally got a call. I didn't turn this book in. I didn't have an agent. I got a call from Hay House, seeing if I would meet up with their CEO.
Of course.
And I was like, sure, I'll meet with the CEO.
Of course.
And I was like, oh, I'm filming down in California at such and such date. He's like, I will come to where you're filming. I'd like to meet you. And we sat down overlooking the ocean on this balcony in La Jolla. And I became, you know, instead of me being like, oh, I want to write this book, it really hit me that I needed to find out about this man who's the CEO of all these legendary authors. And I found out he was best friends with Louise Hay. He was her first main hire.
Wow.
And she was his best friend. And Wayne Dyer was his best friend. And those two died a year apart to the day.
Oh my gosh.
And they were best friends with him. And so I was so fascinated with his story and who he was and his character and the people he'd been around and his belief systems. I didn't even talk about my book. I didn't even talk about the dream of writing a book. We got done talking and he's like, I really hope that you would be interested in writing for Hay House. And I was like, well, of course I would be interested in writing for Hay House. And he's like, what would you like to write on? And I was like, I have a lot of ideas of what I could write on. And he's like, why don't you come back to me and just tell me something you want to write on and we'll make you an offer. And, you know, that's how it worked, you know, and I think we need to remember that it can be this simple. It can also be that you have an agent if you felt inspired to hire an agent and approach whatever you want to approach. I'm just saying this is how it happened for me. And, you know, when I went into meditation about it, it was around talking about the uncomfortable truths of my whole evolution of my rise, the loss of my child, the things that I've done in my past, the things that I didn't want anyone to know while I was living, even the highs of my life that I'm afraid to be too shiny about. I was like, I'm going to write about this journey into my ultimate rise. And my hope when writing that book was that people would be, women in particular, would be more willing to be vulnerable with their stories and to not hide behind them and not to have shame around them and to express them and to stand in them and not just stand in them, stand on top of them and really live into their fullest, truest expression. And so that's where the rise came from.
Wow. Oh, man, look at everything that you have not only endured, but then also been able to experience and manifest. Mm-hmm. That is so beautiful. I feel inspired to read this book now and embrace abundance.
Yes.
And do you have any other tips for manifesting? I feel like you've shared so much already, but if you have anything else you'd like to share.
You know, I would just say, because in Embrace Abundance, because people have gone, so in The Rise, I really wrote this raw story of, you know, how I got to where I am today, right? And these untruths. And then, you know, Hay House came back to me and was like, we want you to write another book. And I was like, and they were like, you lived this epic abundant life. You went from $47 to 2 8-figure businesses. Like, they're like, you're rubbing shoulders with people. You're living this dream life. You travel all over the world. They're like, people want to know about this abundance. And like, what are you doing every day to attract this? Like, what does this look like for you? You know? And I felt really called to write it in a way that it's like, you could read just one little section and get one nugget of something you could step into, just that's so simple, that will actually increase the amount of abundance you bring into your life in all the different areas. And so that's where Embrace Abundance came from. And if you want to know all of the things, I don't leave anything out. And I promise that anyone who reads this book and implements any one of the things, granted, there's a bunch of them in there, just they're simple. They embrace one thing in there, that their life will become more abundant from the minute they implement it.
Ah, beautiful. Those are my favorite kind of books as well, where you could just truly turn to any page and just take something from it. But really, the one key is, like, we can read 100 books, but what are we going to implement? What are we going to take action on as well? You know?
Exactly. Exactly.
So to make sure to do, I just have to ask, because Earth Echo Foods is now an empire. And so I'd love to hear your secret sauce of building an empire and thriving.
It's so interesting. So obviously there's hard work and there's tenaciousness and there's like the right team and all those fundamental things that I believe actually are super laid out in, you can read any success business model and implement like funnels and all the things, right? The thing that I get asked to speak on at these events is around that people are not talking about is this metaphysical ability. Like I said earlier, your frequency is more potent and more powerful than your strategy. Now, what I mean by that is I can have all the strategy in the world to grow an empire, like, for example, Earth Echo Foods, from nothing into this almost 9-figure business, right? And, you know, there's a lot of grit in there. There's all this. But what I've learned is that when I lean back and I tap into a higher power outside of myself and I stay in this frequency of love and giving and purpose and in my heart, I'm like, this company was built 2 years ago. That's massive growth in 2 years ago. And for the Earth Echo Foods, but it was backed by a deep why. I was receiving, when I would go hiking in nature, every time I would hike in nature, I was being told to bring cacao, ceremonial grade cacao, to the world, that to let them tap into their heart, because it contains a chemical called anandamide that allows people's hearts to open and expand, allows them to connect deeper with themselves as well as other people. There's only 2 foods in the world that contain anandamide. It's like the natural drug, truly. And I knew that the world needed this ancient medicine that the Mayans, the Peruvians, the Aztecas all knew about, right? But it's kind of been forgotten. And I also really received the information through spirit hiking that it needed to be infused with superfoods, because cacao, especially cacao mixed with coffee, like organic coffee, is like a direct conduit into the cells.
Wow.
And if you take all these superfoods and make them direct conduits into the cells, you've got like this jet stream of goodness into the body. So I infused it with like turmeric, mesquite, lucuma, cinnamon, MCT, all of these superfoods that are great for your brain and for your immunity and for depression and all these things. And that's where Cacao Bliss was born. And I remember going to my team and I'm like, I'm supposed to do this. And I would literally make the formula in my kitchen. I was giving it to anybody who wanted it. People were writing in going, my depression's gone. Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe my skin. I can't believe the clarity I feel. And I was just making it in my kitchen, and my team would be like, we don't know how to do a superfood company. We can't do this. And I'm like, we have to do this. And I'm like, I know it's going to be a hit because spirit was telling me. And they were like, yeah, you can think that, but it's another thing to put, because it's a lot of money to lay down and do a whole like superfood line, right? And you know, for me, I was willing to lay it out on the line. I used all our own money to start that company. And it's just because I want to just say that that's the piece that I want to encourage people to tap into, is that when you're out in nature, you're in a good frequency and you get a hit of an idea and it's not leaving you alone, jump into that idea. Stay in that idea, because you are backed by a higher power in that idea. It wants to be birthed through you. And that means you're not doing it alone. You're obviously, you have your team, but you have a higher power working with you. And so you are going to be fine, and to step into it. The world needs it.
Oh my gosh. Amen. And that is so true. The greatest ideas really do come from when you are in that high frequency surrounded by nature. It feels as though it's delivering to you, or perhaps you're just more tuned in, tapped into spirit at that time. And I am so happy to hear that that's how it was inspired. And guess what? It did not drive you the wrong way, pivot you in the wrong direction.
Thank you.
Are you ready for some rapid fire?
Sure.
Amazing. Well, first, before we get into that, though, would you like to share any other messages that come to heart that you feel you need to deliver for the listeners right now that they need to hear?
I think that, you know, I share most of it, like I said, in my book. That's where I really pour my heart and soul. So I think that's the biggest thing, is go get the book. But I'm excited for this rapid fire.
I am going to get the book, The Rise. I'm excited to read it. Anyway, rapid fire. Okay. So I already know if I were to say coffee or cacao, you'd likely say cacao. So I'm going to say coffee or tea.
Tea.
Really? What kind of teas?
Oh my gosh. I'm a tea connoisseur. So I like spicy type teas, ginger teas, cinnamon teas. Those are my favorite.
So there's this company here in Park City, Utah called Atticus.
I know Atticus. I love their spicy. What's that name of it? I used to go there all the time.
Goblet of Fire.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I can pick you up some and send some your way, because I buy it all the time. I drink it all the time.
Okay. When I'm in the neighborhood, I'm going to have to hook up with you and we're going to have a little tea date at Atticus.
Please. Yes. I would love that. Where are you?
Well, I used to live in Midway by Park City.
My favorite. Oh my gosh. My dream right now is to buy a home there.
Oh my gosh. I lived in Midway right before I moved to Colorado.
Oh my gosh. What part of Colorado do you live now?
We're in Evergreen Mountains.
Beautiful. I've never been, I don't think, but beautiful. I love that. Are you a vanilla person or a chocolate person? With cacao.
Uh-huh. With cacao.
Of course. Only cacao.
This is going to surprise. I like a good vanilla. Madagascar vanilla? I don't know. I love cacao, but a little vanilla in there. Mm-mm.
I'm a vanilla person too, 100%. Early bird or night owl?
Early bird.
Wait, let's go back to the vanilla thing a second. So have you had a 23andMe or Ancestry test?
No.
So my 23andMe, apparently I have a gene that says I'm more likely to prefer vanilla over chocolate, which I thought was interesting.
That's really interesting.
And I'm like, that's true. So you're an early bird. What's your morning routine like?
I buy into this belief system that's been passed down from indigenous tribes, that the veil is thinnest during sunrise and sunset, in particular sunrise.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And so I get up between 5 and 5:30 for the sunrise. And for me, that's just a ceremony in itself for me to watch the sun when it's coming up. And I do a little eye gazing. And I literally do soul writing, which is a whole nother episode. It's actually in the book, but this is where I've manifested a lot of things because I'm tapping into a higher power and writing out in my journal, what would you have me know? And I'm receiving a lot of information at that time.
Does this mean you're going to have to come on for a part two sometime on soul writing? When you're not working, how do you like to spend your time?
Traveling. I love cultures. I love food. I love people. I love learning diversity. I also really love camping. I love different elements of nature, sitting around fire. And I love running.
Yes. Any books you're currently reading, if any?
I was reading this book, which is going to kind of surprise people, but it's called Women of Lumeria.
And love already.
I just barely finished it, but I also read Jamie's book, Believe It, and that was a fast read. And so those two books are the most recent ones that I've read.
Beautiful. Jamie who? What's her last name or him?
Kernima.
Okay. You are a thriving business owner. I'm curious what your very, very first job was.
Oh, I worked very young. So my very first job, my dad was big in teaching us entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
So every summer we had our own little business, me and my older brothers, and we would mow lawns. So for neighborhood people or just people in the area, my dad would sometimes drive us because we couldn't get to them. But I was so little, I think I was 4 or 5. So I was in charge of weeding. So I'd pull the weeds while they mowed. And then I moved up to mowing, and yeah, I've had a job pretty much since the moment I could have a job at age 5.
Wow, that's amazing. Do you know what your human design is?
Yes, it's a manifestor generator.
I knew it. I had a feeling. I had an inkling of a feeling. That's amazing. Do you know your big 3 zodiac signs, your sun, moon, and rising?
Oh, I do. Dang, I totally am blinking. But
that's fine.
I don't have that one on me.
Well, what when were you born? What day and month?
December. Why am I thinking December 13th, 1977.
Okay, I don't know what your moon would be because I don't know what 1977 is, but I know or December 1977. But I know you are a Sagittarius.
Yep, totally.
Yep, totally Sagittarius. Which
we're the funnest.
So true. Someone once said that Sagittariuses just have this big sparkle, and I'm like, yep. That's the way to label it, the sparkle.
That's awesome.
Favorite era of music?
80s.
Yes. Do you have a favorite band or singer from the 80s?
No, I just liked it all.
Yeah, I like it all. Love it. I'm going to ask you this question that I ask all the Your Own Magic guests. How would you advise the Your Own Magic listeners to create their own magic?
Actually, just knowing that you are magic. Knowing that you are the flame, that you are the light, you are the igniter, and you are, you know, you are the breather of the story.
Yes, you are magic. Ah, beautiful. And where can everyone connect with you, Danette?
Yeah, so on social, Facebook or Instagram, just go to the Danette May. And you know, my book, embraceabundancebook.com. If you want to like find out what I'm doing and be a part of a live event that I'm putting on, you just have to pre-order the book to be a part of the live event where I'm going to do deep coaching and transformation at the live event. So yeah, that's probably the best way to see what I'm up to currently.
So when is this live event?
It's coming in September, but those awesome. Who pre-order the book, because that is limited seating, are the ones who get to go to that event.
So I'll leave the details and a link in the show notes, of course, for everyone. Danette, I can't tell you how much I loved and enjoyed this conversation. You're an absolute light and you're so inspiring with everything on your journey. I'm sure that people could also feel how strong and powerful your soul was.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Such a pleasure to talk to you.
Yomis, that is a wrap. That is a wrap for this episode. I hope that something spoke deeply to you, expanded you in some way. please let me know if so. You can catch me on Instagram at Raquel Mantra. I spell Raquel a different way than most, so you can see the spelling in the show notes. Or hang out with the Yomis, the like-minded, very conscious and expansive and helpful souls on the Your Own Magic Facebook group, especially a place to turn to when it comes to, well, whatever you're going through. And there are several tools on the euromagic.life membership site. All right, well, thank you so much, and have a magical rest of your day.